Again, Bemidji State, a 4-1 win tonight. Our Paul Bunny Communications postgame show continues. Head coach Tom Ceratori is joining us. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Have you ever seen a game-winning goal scored off somebody's head?
Unbelievable. I mean, he took one right off the melon right there. And you know what? So you score many different ways, but that was a big goal. And I just thought overall it was a great 60-minute effort. Maybe the best effort we've had this year over the course of 60. I'd have to reflect back on our wins right there. But, you know, when you factor in the team, when you factor in the time of the year, when you factor in what's at stake right now, and then I thought we played a pretty complete game, fellas.
I thought that was one of the more physical games of the season as well. You guys handled that real well, I thought.
Yeah, I agree, Biss. That's BG, though. I mean, they're a heavy team. So you got to play heavy back. You just have to. And again, like I told you guys the other day at the radio show, is that the players are going to dictate how the game is going to be played. And because they're the ones on the ice. And and that's going to be, and Schultz, he's heard this a million times, but it's punch, counter punch. And that's what you have to do with these guys. You have to make sure that you're as heavy as they are. And if you are, you're going to be right in there. But if you're not, they're going to eat you up and spit you out.
That third period, as everyone in the building expected, they come out. They're down a couple of goals. They've got to score. They put some offensive pressure on you, and all of a sudden, Alex Iarullo pops one, and the game certainly changed after that, didn't it?
No, it did. It did, and that was a big goal and deflating goal, and we did a good job on the late power play as well. So that was big killing that off, and no, it was just a good effort, fellas.
I thought the second period, I mean, you guys really kind of were able to get those power play goals as a result of just a better period and a better, I think, more will than Bowling Green. And that kind of seemed to tip the scale once you got the first power play goal. Then Aaron Miller, man, he does not miss.
No, he's money right there. He's money in the slot. And, Friday's tough on the road. Friday's tough on the road. And I just told our guys, when they get to the rink tomorrow at 9:45, it's just going to be a different game tomorrow. It's going to be a different animal. I think we all realize that.
If you guys can get eight different guys in the scoring column, though, that's a recipe for success, is it not?
No, I like our depth right now, Schultze. Let's keep this thing going, though, huh?
See you tomorrow night.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.